the fruit of faithfulness. Now let's look at Galatians 5 and verse number 22. The Bible says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, and goodness." That's what we studied last Sunday. "And then faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law." Now, in the book of Galatians, the word faith is used in three different contexts. The first time we find it in chapter 1, and it's talking about the gospel. And the gospel was once delivered unto us, that we might know heaven as our home. It is then mentioned in chapter 3, and it talks specifically about salvation, the work that God did, and the faith that we are to have in that work. But when we come to it here in chapter 5, where it's listed as part of the fruit of the Spirit, the word faith means here faithfulness, or faithful in accomplishing our duties as a Christian. That's what this word faith is an evidence to. So sometimes we think of faith as trusting in something we necessarily cannot see, as Hebrews would say in chapter 11. And while that is referenced earlier in Galatians, that's not the reference here in Galatians chapter 5, but rather it is more towards the idea of faithfulness. And the idea being that our faith should produce faithfulness. If we really believe in God, and if we really believe in the Word of God, and if we really believe we're going to spend an eternity in heaven, then that should change the way we live. And if that's really true, then we should be faithful in being a new person. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new." And if that's happening in your life and in mine, then the new things that are happening, we should be faithful in them. You say, "Brother Rule, what are you talking about?" Well, just think about what is new since you've accepted Christ as your Savior. For some, it might be church. You may have never been involved in a church, but now you know the Lord and you recognize it's His church and He desires for us never to forsake the assembly of ourselves together. And so now church is a part of your life. And the challenge here, bearing the fruit of the Spirit, is be faithful. We talked about in the beginning of this year for our class. We wanted to be an environment where five-star Christians were being produced. What's one of the stars of a five-star Christian? Being faithful to church. Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, being here to thrive. I was talking to one of the men from our class this morning, and we were talking about some of the challenges of being to church often during the week. And I said, "Listen, you're coming to church right now just enough to survive. The idea is not to go to church just enough to survive. The idea is to go to church enough to grow." Amen. If you only ate one physical meal a week, you might survive, but you're not going to be healthy. And if you're only getting one spiritual meal a week, you might survive, but you're not going to be spiritually what you could be having been faithful to the house of God. And our His Design class, we got a lot of new families, and thank God for that. But one of the things we want to be working on is a faithfulness to the house of God, a faithfulness to the Word of God. "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." And when I'm faithful to the Word of God, it is enriching and growing my own faith as a result of faithfulness. Faithfulness to the prayer closet. Listen, if we wanted to, we could take the microphone this morning and we could go person by person and everybody could tell us something in their life right now that maybe is a trial or a trouble or a struggle. Everybody has one. But can I ask you a question? Did you talk to God about it every day this week? Sometimes we're more concerned about whether or not it's printed on a church bulletin than we are if it is on a private prayer list. Now listen, I believe in getting other people praying for one another. That's one of the reasons we have the class. But one of the most powerful things is to go before the throne ourselves and to talk to God about it. And be faithful in it. By the way, we've seen some great answers to prayer in our class even this week. And prayer works. We want to be faithful in those things. So the idea here in Galatians 5 by way of introduction is that we are to have a faith. And that faith producing a faithfulness in us. As we're rooted in the Word of God, as we're rooted in Christ, now what's being manifested is a faithfulness. And we live in a culture where faithfulness is in short supply. We don't see people being faithful to God. We don't see people being faithful in their marriages or their families. We don't see people being faithful in their workplaces. Oftentimes, faithfulness is not what we are seeing, but we desperately need to see it in our lives as Christians today. And the Holy Spirit desires to produce in you and I faithfulness. And that's one of the things that he did in the followers of Jesus Christ. Remember the life of Christ in the Garden of Gethsemane when he said to the disciples that he wanted them to pray with him right before he was accosted? Does anybody know what they did? Did they pray? No. What did they do? They fell asleep, right? So Jesus is saying to these men, just pray with me even for an hour. And he comes back and they were asleep. They weren't praying with the Lord. But then stop and think about this. In Acts chapter 1, those men prayed. The Bible says that the Holy Ghost came upon them and filled them. And they had the power of God. And they went out through all the land preaching and teaching the gospel of Jesus Christ and planting churches. And you know what? Most of those men died a martyr's death. How does one go from sleeping in the garden to literally giving his life for Jesus Christ? Faithfulness. Just consistently doing the right thing for a long period of time. The difference between mediocre and great is often not talent. The difference between mediocre and great is just someone who's willing to consistently do the simple things. Think about in the arena of sports. No doubt some of the greatest athletes that we can mention of today have talent. I get that. But have you ever studied some of them and their work ethic? Boy, they'll get in there early. They'll study film. They'll do drills. I mean, they'll do the same drills hundreds of times every week of their life. What are they doing? They're faithfully doing the little things it takes to be great. So let's ask ourselves this morning. We're Christians. We're in this room because we want to grow, right? So are we faithfully doing the little things it takes to be a great Christian? Are we consistently, faithfully doing what is required to be the child of God that we should be and growing as we should? That's what this lesson is all about, that we would be faithful in every sense of the word and in every facet of our life, because that's what God desires for you and I. And so as we become a child of God, we have an opportunity to serve. We need God's power, and then we certainly want to be faithful in all that we are doing. So let's look at three areas this morning where faithfulness can be produced in our hearts. First of all, it will come through an example of faithfulness. An example of faithfulness. Now, again, if our dream were to be some kind of a star athlete, we would want to get around some great athletes. If our dream were to make a lot of money, we would want to get around some people who've made some money and learn how they did it. And as we think about as Christians this morning, husbands and wives, with a desire to be faithful, we want to get around faithful people so that we can follow their example. And certainly no greater example than the Lord Jesus Christ. And not relying on us or our own abilities, but rather, what did Jesus Christ do? How did he do it? And how can we follow that example in our lives even today? That we can watch and learn from his example and then desire to follow that example and exemplify faithfulness in our life. Now, what did Jesus Christ provide for us by way of an example or pattern when it comes to faithfulness? Well, first of all, we see it begins with the fact, letter A, that God is faithful. God is faithful. The Bible says in Hebrews 10:23, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. God is faithful. So when we think about the fact that God wants to produce in us a faith, and a faith that produces faithfulness, God is saying, that's what I want, but I'm going to provide an example of it in the Lord Jesus Christ, and I am faithful to you. God is faithful to you and to me. One day, the deacons and some members of a church approached their elderly pastor, and they were kind of getting after him over the fact that the church hadn't been growing. They were quite displeased. In fact, the church had only grown by one person year over year, and they were kind of getting after the pastor a bit about this lack of growth. And the preacher walked away from the meeting with a real heavy heart, and he was kind of contemplating, should he just resign and give up? And in his heart, he knew he had done all that he could. He felt that he had given it his best shot. He felt that he was walking with the Lord. He felt that he was being faithful. But he certainly was feeling a bit like a failure after that meeting and the results of the year. The next week, a small boy came up to him after the service and said, "Preacher, do you think one day that I could be a preacher or maybe a missionary?" And that pastor began to talk to that boy, and he could sense that maybe God's hand was on this young man and wanted to use him in a special way. And the preacher began to encourage him and began to mentor him and began to invest in this young man's life. And years later, an aged missionary returned to London from Africa. His name was known all throughout the entire land. Nobles asked to be in his presence. Many flocked to wherever he would be. His name was Robert Moffat. Now, he was a missionary to Africa who was responsible for bringing a great number of souls to Jesus Christ, even some of the most savage of Africans and some of the chiefs as well. And this man was that same boy who years before had gone to the elderly pastor and asked him if he could be a preacher someday. Now, that pastor's faithfulness saw fruit in the life of Robert Moffat, who also saw fruit in his oldest daughter, Mary, who was the wife of the great missionary, David Livingston. Now, God smiled down on the faithfulness of an elderly preacher who gave his life for one. And sometimes when we are challenged to be faithful, if we don't see some grand result, we're tempted just to give in. And I want to encourage you this morning, God's faithful. And God wants you and I to be faithful. And we need to be willing to be faithful no matter the result that we see presently. Because God is always at work and we never know what faithfulness, what one thing God might do through that that would make an eternal difference in the lives of many people as well. And God is faithful to us. Deuteronomy 7:9 says, "Know therefore that the Lord thy God, He is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love Him and keep His commandments to 1,000 generations." God is faithful, and God is faithful to you and I through tough times. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 10:13, "There is no temptation taken you, but such is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you're able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it." Listen, some of you and I have been talking this week and texting this week, and I know you're going through some difficult times. We got some people not here this morning that are going through some difficult times, and we're praying for them in a great way. But I just want to encourage everybody this morning in His design, God's faithful. And even when we're facing some temptation or trial or discouragement or discontentment or whatever the case may be, God is faithful. And God is on the throne, and He will see us through if we will be faithful to Him. I heard about a mother and her 4-year-old daughter, and they were getting ready for bed for the night. And the child was afraid of the dark, and the mother was trying to console her daughter, and she was going to be sleeping there in her room alone. And the mother was preparing to put her to bed and turn the light off, the child caught a glimpse of the moon outside through her bedroom window. And she said, "Mom, is the moon God's night light?" "Yes," the mother said, "I suppose it is. And God puts that light out for us." And the child asked, "Well, when God puts out that light, does He go to sleep?" And the mother said back to her daughter, "No, honey, God never goes to sleep." Then out of that childlike faith, the little girl said, "Well, Mom, I guess as long as God is up, there's no sense in all of us staying awake." And just knowing that God would be awake and would be watching over her gave her the peace to overcome even her fear at that tender age. And you know what? Fear sometimes is a reality in all of our lives. And it's good to be reminded of the faith of God. God is faithful, and God is watching over us, and God desires to take care of us and help us. And even in times of distress, God is faithful to be there to care for our needs. And we need to remember that God is faithful and rest in that faithfulness. The Bible says in 1 John 1:9, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." And it doesn't matter what it is that's between us and God. If we will go to Him, He will be faithful in forgiving us. And if you and I are going to have a faith that produces faithfulness, we've got to be reminded, first of all, God is a faithful God and He is our example. But then secondly, God's Word is faithful. Now, because of the fact that God is faithful, His Word is also faithful. Cultures, people, circumstances will change, but we have an eternal Word that will never change. The Bible says in Psalms 119:89, "Forever, O Lord, Thy Word is settled in heaven." And whenever you and I are facing a season of being faithless, Whenever our faith is weak or our faithfulness is not what it should be, you and I have to remember God and His Word are faithful and they are available to you and I. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 13, if we believe not, yet He abideth faithful, He cannot deny Himself. We can go to His Word and it will greatly strengthen our faith and produce in us faithfulness. A story is told of a man who met God and said, Lord, what is a million years to you? And God said, it's like a second. And the man said, well, what is $1 million to you? And God said, well, it's like a penny. And the man said, well, then God, could I have a penny? And God responded, just a second. And sometimes we think about God's greatness and we think about how it should affect our lives. And sometimes God's faithfulness or His greatness isn't affecting our lives the way we think it should affect our lives. But we have to remember, listen, God is faithful and His Word is faithful. And God doesn't see life like we see it. God's not all that interested in the temporal. God's interested in the eternal. So what I mean by that is God's not at all interested in where we live and what we drive and how we eat and what we wear and where we go. But God is interested in the last 6 days, what we did that will last for an eternity. And what helps get our eyes off of the temporal and on the eternal is being in the Word of God. Amen. Because God's Word is faithful. And God's Word reminds you and I the principles by which we should live. So how can we have faithfulness? Well, we have to follow the example. And the example is God and His Word. And we want to remember that God is faithful to us. And you may be here this morning and say, Brother Rule, boy, if you knew what I was going through and what I'm facing right now, it might challenge your own faith. And I want to encourage you this morning, God's delays are not God's denials. God is always at work. You may be facing something right now and you may be wondering, where is God? And I just want to encourage you, He is where He always is. He's on the throne and you're going to be okay. God will take care of you. Have faith in Him. And God and His Word are faithful. And by the way, when you're discouraged and wondering where God is, go to His Word. Go to His Word. Why? Because you're going to read over and over and over again of times where people maybe just like you at this moment felt like, where is God and what's happening? And God came through. And God gave victory. And God met need. And God fulfilled promises. It's replenient in the Word of God, and it'll be an encouragement to you as well. So we've got to follow the right example. Then secondly, we find an exhortation to be faithful. So the example is the Lord and His Word, but we are exhorted, we are encouraged to be faithful in our own lives. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 4:2, moreover, it's required in stewards that a man be found faithful. You and I, being a child of God, should be faithful in our life. Now, in the Yellowstone National Park, a great tourist attraction is Old Faithful. In fact, my family and I were there this summer. I think we got a picture of it here. And my family and I, we were vacationing here this summer. We went and did Yellowstone for 2 or 3 days. We had a great time. And on one of those days, we did Old Faithful. When you go into the Yellowstone, they give you a piece of paper. And on the piece of paper, there's a phone number you can call. And you call the number, and they can predict within 2 minutes when Old Faithful will go off at different intervals during the day. And one of the reasons that people go to Yellowstone to see Old Faithful is not just to see a bunch of water go up into the air for about 2 minutes, but they go to see something that has consistently done that for so long and is still so predictably faithful. It's unbelievable when you go there and they can tell you, boy, within about this much time it'll be there. And I remember when it was that we went and we got on a little bench there and you're looking out over the little geyser and everybody's just kind of sitting there waiting for something to happen. And sure enough, you look at your watch and about when they said it would be, and all of a sudden you start seeing it bubble up, and then it starts shooting out some 70, 90 feet in the air and lasts about a minute or two, and then it's done. But what makes that incredible and such a destination even today for people to go see is that it's still happening, hence the name, Old Faithful. Sometimes when someone does something so consistently well, people want to know how they did it. Somebody had been married 40, 50 years, and instantly we think, how'd you do that? teach us. Boy, you've been faithful. Somebody maybe in the same career field for decades, or rearing faithful children who are serving the Lord. And we just want to know, how did you remain faithful? How did you finish well? And we are exalted to produce that kind of faithfulness in our life with the Lord's help. And God It doesn't want us just to rest on our talents and abilities and opportunities, but He wants you and I to be faithful. And He wants us to be faithful, I believe, in four areas. First of all, we are to be faithful to our workplace. We want to be faithful in our workplace. The Bible says in Colossians, and whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men. Now, a Christian who is filled with the Spirit of God should exhibit a faithful work ethic. There should be something different about you because you are a Christian at work. A recent survey found that every day in the United States of America, 50,000 people quit their jobs. 85% of people who work in America today say they could have worked harder or done more in a given work day. What does that mean? It means we have a generation of people going to work who don't work as hard as they could and don't stay as long as they should. Now, what should be different about a Christian going to work? Faithfulness. Faithfulness. Faithfulness to the job. Now, God may call you to a different career. God may move in your life. And as long as you're following His leading, that's fine. But wherever God has you, I want to encourage you, be faithful. Be faithful. Boy, Christians should be early. A Christian should work hard. A Christian should be of integrity. You should have a platform of influence in your workplace because of your testimony as an employee. That should be the testimony of a Christian. A faithful person at work. Letter B, faithful to your family. Ephesians, husbands love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave Himself for it, that He might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. Spirit-filled Christians are faithful to their spouses. They're faithful to their family. And I want to encourage you over this holiday season, reaffirm your faithfulness. Reaffirm your commitment. It should never be a fear in the mind of your spouse, I wonder if we'll be together a year from now. What do you mean you wonder if we'll be together a year from now? Of course we're going to be together. Amen. 1 year from now. Well, we don't know what problems we're going to face. What does that have to do with it? We're all going to face problems. Well, I just don't know what a year will bring. Well, I don't either. But I'm committed. I'm going to be faithful. I made that decision when I said I do, and I don't intend on changing my mind. And there's got to be something in your heart that says, I'm going to be faithful. And not just in word, but in deed. I'm going to be faithful. I'm going to be faithful in the way that I live. I'm going to be faithful in the way that I conduct the things that I'm doing. And we want to be faithful in our marriages. And we want to be faithful to our families. And we want to make sure that it doesn't matter what's happening around us, but that we're doing our part to be faithful. Two frogs fell in a tub of cream. And the one frog looked at the high sides of the tub and just surmised in his mind how difficult it would be to get out. And after several failed attempts, he said, it's just hopeless. And he resigned himself to the inevitable. And he just stopped trying. And he sunk to the bottom and he died. The other frog felt like, well, at least he could be doing something. And while he knew he couldn't jump over the sides as well, he just kind of kept swimming. And he just kept swimming and just kept swimming and just kept swimming. And as he kept swimming and kicking and so on, he found himself soon after on a solid platform of butter, and he was able to jump to safety. Now listen, every one of us are going to face situations in life where it looks like there's no way over the top. And what some people do is they quit. What other people do is they just keep doing what they can, and God blesses their faithfulness. And God provides a way, and they get over it. And I just want to encourage you this morning, whatever you're facing, stay faithful. God's on the throne, and He can see you through your problem. God's not intimidated by what you're going through. God's not scared this morning in heaven. God's not looking at your situation and going, whew, I've never faced that one before. That's not at all. God's thinking, hey, I can handle that. Just let me help. I'm really good at this. I'd like to be the reason for your success. Just stay faithful and trust in me and watch me work. And we want to be faithful in our homes. Letter C, faithful in your stewardship. Thirdly, we want to be found faithful in our stewardship. The Bible says in Luke, he that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also that in which is much. And he that is unjust in the least is also unjust in the much. If therefore ye have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? And if you have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you that which is your own? And you and I want to make sure that we are faithful in our stewardship. Hey, we're about to close out the year of 2015. How are we doing in our stewardship? Am I right on track in my tithing? Am I right on track in my commitments that I've made to the Lord? Am I where I should be in my stewardship as unto the Lord? We want to make sure we're faithful in this way. Letter D, we want to be faithful in our church attendance. And we've talked about that some already in this lesson. But we want to be faithful, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together in the house of the Lord. This is a place where our faith is being enriched. Faithfulness is being produced, and we want to be here every time the doors are open. And then in closing, thirdly, notice the examination of faithfulness. The example, follow God in His Word. The exhortation, be faithful in every facet and area of your life. But the examination of faithfulness, the Bible says in Corinthians, moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. But with me it is a very small thing that I should be judged of you over a man's judgment. Yea, I judge not my own self, for I know nothing by myself, yet am I not hereby justified, but he that judgeth me is the Lord. Therefore judge nothing before the time until the Lord cometh, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will make manifest the counsels of the heart, and then shall every man have praise of God. Listen, our faithfulness someday is going to be examined and examined by God. So letter A, we all have different opportunities. Paul said, he that judgeth me is the Lord. God knows our life, and God knows what has been provided to us and the opportunities that we have, and God says we'll give an account. Now listen, no two of us are the same, but all of us are loved by God, and all of us have been given opportunities by God, and God is teaching us, listen, there will be in a day of reckoning and a day of accountability, your faithfulness will be examined, and yours is different than everybody else's. That's true, but the opportunities that God gave you, you'll give an account for. So the opportunities that God gave us this week, how did we do? How will we handle the opportunities tomorrow to minister and to make known the message of the Lord? We want to be faithful in our life. And God, as you study the parable there of the master and the servants, will give people different gifts. And God's not saying it's got to be equal, but God is saying do something with what God has given you. And then we see letter B, that we will be examined according to our faithfulness. In verse 19 of that parable, he says, after a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. The word reckon means to hold accountable. And God is going to hold you and I accountable. God is not looking, were you and I successful, maybe in the way that the world would mark success, but the question God will definitely ask is, are you and I faithful? Now watch this as we close. Everybody in here has different gifts and talents and abilities, and everybody in here has different opportunities, but here's the common denominator. We can all be faithful. We can all be faithful. With whatever God has given you, be faithful. How? Follow the example of the Lord. He's faithful in His Word and spend time in it. Recognize God has exhorted you to be faithful. God wants faithfulness to be a part of your DNA in every facet of your life. And know that someday when you stand before the Lord, it won't be about what did you do compared to Him and compared to Him and compared to Him. No. God's gifted you all differently with different opportunities. But as God looks at you individually, and your life and opportunities, the question that we all will answer, were we faithful? Were we faithful? Let's finish this year strong. And as we look to 2016, from the heart, may we pray, Lord, help me to be a faithful Christian. Heavenly Father, we love you. Thank you for some time together in your word this morning. And Lord, I pray that the fruit of the Spirit of faith would produce in us a faithfulness. May being rooted in you and your word produce a desire to consistently do the right thing and do it well. And may we anticipate the day that we give an account for our life. For we desire to hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant. And we're reminded this morning, that's not going to be heard because of all the amazing things we did. The litmus test for that is, have we been faithful? Help us to finish this year strong. And as we look to 2016, may we possess a desire in the heart to be faithful. Bless our class. Bless the families here and some that are going through a trial this morning. And God, I pray that you bless them. And I pray that you'd find them faithful. And we'll certainly praise and thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.